Welcome to God and Country Biblical Exposition. There are about 220 lawsuits against President Trump and the administration in regard to immigration policy, the layoffs and DOGE cutbacks and anti-DEI policies. These lawsuits are all coming from leftist lower court judges. There are about 675 federal trial judges in America. And the Democrat Party has been what's called judge shopping, to have judges with Democrat political leanings and ideology bring lawsuits against the administration, declaring that the administration's policies are unconstitutional or illegal based upon interpretations of previous laws passed by legislatures. Most often, this is done by judges who don't even have a plaintiff before them. They have no connection to the policies or the parties involved, yet they've been able to bring the policies of the executive branch to a halt. Now, constitutionally, the judiciary does not have the power to make law. And as unelected judges, they don't have the power to control the legislative or the judicial branches of government. But these judges have taken the power to interpret the law, the Constitution, and have turned it into power, the power to rule the country. And it must be noted that their interpretations of the law and the Constitution are stretched. For example, using the 14th Amendment, the Due Process Clause of the Constitution, to claim that the president cannot deport illegal aliens. But the true constitutionality of the issue is not the point for the Democrat Party. The point is to obstruct, to slow down, to sabotage the president's conservative agenda, to tie the administration up in the courts, which can take years to sort out. This is what's called lawfare, which is a play on warfare, where the courts wage war against political opponents. The Democrats have to show their constituency that they're fighting against Trump, and this is how they're doing it. As the Senate Democrat Minority Leader Schumer said that his party's primary goal is to continue to expose Trump's actions to the American public. Now, this week on May 15th, the Supreme Court is hearing the case of the president's ruling to eliminate birthright citizenship for illegals. And with this case, the court is supposed to address the authority of the lower courts. However, I suspect that the Supreme Court will only deal with a specific issue and leave the question of lower court authority generally undecided or ambiguous. But regardless, even if the Supreme Court makes a statement in the ruling limiting lower courts, it's likely to be ignored by the lower courts. These leftist judges will continue to bring lawsuits and injunctions against the president because this is the new normal, ignoring Supreme Court rulings by twisting the meaning of those rulings. And this is what's happened in the recent Albrego Garcia case, where the Supreme Court ruled that the executive branch has full authority over immigration policy, but the president should try to facilitate the return of Garcia, but the administration is actually not under obligation to do so. The ruling was so poorly worded and so ambiguous that leftist judges saw it as a win for them, that Trump has to return Garcia. And so they're continuing to make immigration rulings against the president. So to limit these leftist judges, Congress has passed a bill, 2018 to 2014, along party lines, to limit the power of these lower court justices. It's called the No Rogue Ruling Act. And it's the sponsor of the bill, Dara Issa, a Republican from California, said, quote, "Activist district court judges are usurping their Article 3 power and imposing on the nation injunctions beyond the scope of what the United States Congress under statute has given federal judges." Mike Johnson, the Christian Speaker of the House, said, "Congress does have authority over federal courts. We can eliminate an entire district court. We have the power to fund the courts and all other things. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and Congress is going to act. Now, the problem is that this bill, having passed the House, will probably not pass the Senate because the Senate leans too much toward the left and the status quo. Now, this whole situation between leftist judges and the current administration is very complicated, but it's helpful if we just break it down into its two components. First, the moral issue, and then second, the legal issue. The legal issues are smokescreens for the moral issue. People decide what is right and wrong, and then create laws and constitutions accordingly. And then they interpret those laws accordingly. Who would have thought that one could find the right to abortion, homosexual marriage, and transgenderism in the Constitution of the United States? But that's what leftist judges have found in the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Quote, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. And leftist judges have taken this to mean that immoral people must have their immorality protected, that there needs to be a moral equality or equivalency between heterosexuals and homosexuals, between abortion and non-abortion, because these judges do not consider abortion or homosexual marriage or transgenderism a crime or a sin against man or God. I know this is absurd to read the right to sin into the 14th Amendment, but when one has a godless worldview, equality means freedom to be immoral. And this is what's also happening when the Constitution becomes the sole basis for morality and is interpreted through a godless, man-centered worldview rather than through God and his revelation. So the situation is this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. The unsaved walk in the futility of their mind. They're darkened in their understanding. They're excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that's in them. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. Proverbs 28:5, evil men do not understand justice. And this results in corrupt judges and corrupt courts. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 15, those who justify the wicked and condemn the righteous. And Isaiah 29:21, those who cause a person to be indicted by just a word and ensnare him who adjudicates at the gate and defraud the one in the right with meaningless arguments. What are those meaningless arguments? Trying to use values such as equality, due process, freedom to justify immoral evil. And so in Isaiah 59:14, justice is turned back, righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumbled in the street, and uprightness cannot enter. And Amos chapter 5, verse 7, justice is turned into wormwood, and righteousness is cast down to the earth. In Amos chapter 6, verse 12, justice is turned into poison and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood. And this is what's happening in these current lawsuits against the policies of the Trump administration. This is the heart of the matter. And of course, these leftist judges and their supporters believe that they are the righteous ones, that they are the ones promoting true justice, but they're the ones actually doing the evil. And that's the way it always is with evil. Evil people always believe that they are doing righteousness. And this claim will confuse and throw off those who are righteous and who are following the ways of God. But God's people need to be aware of the power of evil's deception. Some examples. Judge Hannah Dugan of Milwaukee was arrested by the FBI. She was adjudicating the case of an illegal alien, Eduardo Flores Ruiz. ICE was outside the courtroom ready to arrest and deport Ruiz after his court case. He was previously deported in 2013, but he snuck back into the U.S. When Judge Dugan learned that ISIS was outside the court, she went into the hallway and screamed at ISIS. Then she came back into the courtroom and took the defendant, Ruiz, and his attorney back into her chamber and helped them escape through a private back entrance. All the while, the state prosecutor and the victim of the man's violence were there sitting in the courtroom. Ruiz was being charged with nearly beating a man to death. Judge Dugan truly believes the woke ideology that it's immoral to deport anyone and that no one's illegal. They're just simply undocumented migrants. She said in her defense that she will defend herself vigorously and looks forward to being exonerated. And there are many other commentators on the left supporting Dugan's actions against ICE. And there are protesters with signs. Judge Dugan is my hero. No due process, no peace. Only fascists arrest judges. And these people believe they're the epitome of virtue. And the Trump administration is evil for deporting illegals, even criminal illegals. Another judge in New Mexico, Judge Joel Cano, was forced to resign after it was discovered that he was hiding a Tren de Aragua gang member in his home. So again, another judge who supports mass illegal immigration under the Biden administration. Also last Friday, Democrat New Jersey legislators showed up at an ICE detention facility in Newark. The Newark Mayor Baraka, along with New Jersey Democrat representatives Robert Menendez Jr., Bonnie Watson Coleman, and LaMonica McIver, showed up at this detention center. They claimed that the purpose was an oversight visit, that the facility might be violating safety codes. But of course, there was no safety code officer with them. The press was there because this was really a political press conference whereby these politicians could be seen opposing ICE. Well, the mayor of Newark, after refusing to leave the facility, was arrested. Here's some video in that regard. Local legislators don't have authority over federal ICE facilities, but we can hear in the background a woman crying, "This is not right, this is not right." But says who? And I'm sure the mayor of Newark and these other politicians believe they're following the footsteps of Rosa Parks in standing up against unjust laws. But let's be honest here. These politicians are doing this because they believe in open borders, that these illegal immigrants should be allowed into the country, you know, either for racist motives or because they actually believe in globalist ideology. And as I said earlier, there are two issues going on here, the legal issue and the moral issue. And what is of most importance, what the media refuses to talk about or is unable to talk about, is the moral issue. How both the leftist Democrats and the conservative Republicans both believe that they're in the right. You know, this is just another example of two worldviews in conflict, two completely opposite views concerning what is justice, two opposing sources of authority, two views that we must understand are built on two different moral foundations. Hence, operating on different moral foundations, both groups believe they're in the right. And the issue no one is talking about is this moral foundation. And how are Christians to discern? The left and these judges and these lawsuits supporting illegal immigration will even quote scripture concerning loving the foreigner, taking care of the least among us, and that this is compassion and mercy, while those on the right claim this is lawlessness, this is racism, this is greed. Now, I've covered this before, but in short, here are the two different moral foundations. The left and these leftist judges that I'm specifically talking about today build their morality based on man. Man, what men want and what men desire, comes first. Human desire is above the law. Human desire is actually the law. Freedom to do your own thing is the basis for justice. And with that, the desires illegals have to come to America is placed above the truth of national identity and national sovereignty. What you want to do is considered above these alleged man-made immigration laws. And with that emphasis, permitting illegal immigration is considered justice and righteousness. But those on the right believe in the law of God concerning national identity and borders, that God has set up nations and determined the boundaries of man's habitation, Acts chapter 17, verse 26. So therefore, there is a nation and a citizenship that needs to be delineated and defended. Again, from the left's point of view, national identity is not as important as individual human autonomy. But biblically, they're wrong. They're promoting lawlessness because they have a wrong foundation for morals. But you say, what about Matthew chapter 25, verse 35? I was a stranger and you took me in. Or Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 19. So show your love for the foreigner, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. What is happening in America with illegal immigration is not about being kind to new immigrants. This is as if 1 million Moabites or Amorites or Edomites or Assyrians moved into ancient Israel and claimed that they had a right to the land of Israel, that they had a right to be an Israeli citizen. That would be an invasion. Now, for those on the left, they would say, amen, that's the way it should be. But for those who understand God-given national sovereignty, this is a transgression of God's law and God's plan. Now, regardless of the economic and social hardship produced by illegal immigration, the real crime is the violation of national identity and sovereignty. Now, we can argue for deportation on the basis of living in another country is not such a bad thing. It's kind of elitist to say you can't be happy and successful unless you're in America. And we could also point out that charity missions can certainly be sent abroad. But regardless of those location and environmental factors, the real issue is national sovereignty and a belief in nationalism. Anyway, let's not be naive. These leftist judges are operating on the moral foundation of human autonomy and globalism, which is causing them to violate the law of nature and nature's God, and to justify the wicked and to condemn the righteous, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 15. We're in a moral battle over two conflicting worldviews, two sources of law. And just understand that the left believes they're in the right because of their basis for values. Just like Satan believes that he's the moral one because he believes that freedom and autonomy and non-judgmentalism is right. And there's actually a satanic version of Christianity, which is actually lawlessness, which is actually Antichrist, whereby love and emotion become the basis for right and wrong, not the moral law of God and the character of God. And what will always amaze us is how evil sincerely believes that it's righteous. As the prophet Jeremiah said to the political judicial leaders in his day, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8, "How can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us, but behold, the lying pen of the scribe has made it into a lie?" So notice how the leaders thought that the law of God was on their side and that they were on the side of the law of God, but it was a lie. They were self-deceived. And the statement, "the lying pen of the scribe has made it into a lie," seems to indicate that the legal scholars in Jeremiah's day, the scribes, were twisting the meaning of the law of Moses to justify their evil policies, just like today. In the minds of unprincipled men, the biblical statement, "God is love," can be used to justify anything. But notice it took the lying pen of the scribes to justify policies that actually violated the law of God. Iniquity doesn't just happen. It has to be dragged along by the cords of falsehood. Isaiah chapter 5. And Solzhenitsyn said, "Ideology is what gives evil doing its long-sought justification." Again, hence Proverbs chapter 17, "He who justifies the wicked and condemns the righteous, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord." There are always false justifications. Now, in regard to these judges and their lawsuits, we've dealt with the moral issue. Now let's briefly discuss the legal justifications. The error that they're using to justify their policy. In regard to illegal immigration, the main argument they're claiming is that Trump's deportations are unconstitutional because they violate the due process clause of the 14th Amendment. Quote, "Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." Now, I had just mentioned the equal protection clause of the 14th Amendment is used to justify abortion, homosexual marriage, pornography, and all sorts of other immorality. But also now, leftist judges are going to the 14th Amendment to prevent the deportation of illegals, and that they're claiming illegals must be given due process. They must be given a full trial. You know, leftists must love the 14th Amendment because the concepts within it can easily be twisted to support anything. And the game that's being played here is that it's really impossible to deport 10 to 20 million illegal aliens if we're to have to give them a trial to determine whether they should be allowed to stay in the country. And the left, in supporting illegal immigration to change the political makeup of America, knows this. They know that illegals can walk over the border without any vetting, without any expensive, drawn-out legal trial. But once over the border, they can't be removed without a prolonged, expensive legal procedure. So they say. Now, the Trump administration and conservative legislators and conservative judges say that they can be removed. Their due process is being identified by ICE as a citizen belonging to another country. There's no reason for a trial to prove whether or not they should stay. You don't commit a crime and get special protection for committing that crime. In the words of one political commentator, Scott Jennings, "So here's the deal. We've let 20 million people into the country illegally. And now what a lot of folks want to do is use the court system to try to stop as much as possible the rapid deportation of illegal aliens from the country. We've been invaded by millions upon millions of people, and Trump was elected to get them out. And what some people are proposing is to backlog the system so that we'll never be able to get them out. Millions of illegals and their supporters are gaming the system. Now, years ago, every court would agree that illegal aliens don't have a right to the due process of a full trial. But now, leftist judges are redefining the constitutional right of due process, just like they've redefined the constitutional right of equality. Now, the Trump administration has been using another tool to fight back against these judges, the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, whereby the president has the power to deport non-citizens from enemy countries during a time of war or when there is a perceived threat of invasion. With this law, President Trump can at least immediately deport members of organized foreign gangs. And of course, a number of leftist lower judges have ruled that Trump cannot use this law, so this is working its way through the courts now. Trump is also considering suspending habeas corpus. According to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, Clause number 2, the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless, when in the case of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it. Habeas corpus means that a person has the right to challenge their imprisonment or their detention. It essentially forces the state to justify the reason for the arrest. This is to ensure that people are not arbitrarily imprisoned. But imagine a scenario where a country is invaded by foreigners or a foreign enemy, and they all claim habeas corpus to tie up the country in expensive legal trials. In World War II, the Germans and the Japanese combatants on the battlefield were in effect arrested by the military and imprisoned, but they didn't have the right to habeas corpus. They couldn't take the U.S. to court and say, you can't put us in a military prison or send us back to Germany or Japan without a trial. So habeas corpus can be suspended in times of national crisis or times of national lawlessness. But now there is the moral question concerning the rightness or wrongness or the crisis or non-crisis of illegal immigration. It's all dependent on how you interpret a crisis. If it's a crisis that there are 10 million people who have walked across the border, of course, habeas corpus should be suspended. But if you love illegal immigration, there's no crisis calling for the suspension of habeas corpus. In our country, there is a constitutional crisis on the horizon concerning these two worldviews. In the words of one pundit, Victor Neves, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. The Immigration Nationality Act bars courts their jurisdiction over immigration cases. But the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch. The courts are at war. These radical rogue judges are at war with the legislative branch as well. We either have a country or we do not. If Democrats can be allowed to bring in tens of millions of foreign invaders, but the president cannot remove them and expel the invasion, we do not have a country. Well, there's a lot more to talk about in this regard. And we'll pick up this subject next week and talk about birthright citizenship, since that's going to be in the news, since the Supreme Court is going to be hearing the case this week. In conclusion, what does this all mean for Christians in the church? Well, what does it mean when the Antichrist government arises in the world? Or any lawless Antichrist government that has arisen throughout history? Our duty as Christians is to expose the error for the purpose of reminding people of the authority of God and His Word, that there is a higher standard than man. We're to use these events to help turn people to God and place the basis for right and wrong upon the foundation of God, not just for the laws of this land, but for the laws of eternal salvation through Christ. And if we just argue the issues and never get to the root, we have failed to be true ambassadors for Christ. Lay the axe to the root of the tree and address people's self-will and autonomy from God and His law. Well, thanks for listening. To help the cause, subscribe, hit the like button, share, leave a comment below, and may Jesus Christ reign.